If you love Oklahoma, then you will love Brigadoon, currently playing at Cornstalk Theater. For this play is Oklahoma, set in the Scottish Highlands, complete with two love stories, one serious and one comic, an angry, spurned lover, and a fight to retain traditional values. This production has wonderful singing, beautiful dancing, and some comic moments. The story of the play revolves around two world-weary American tourists, Tommy Albright and Jeff Douglas. They stumble upon a mysterious village that doesn't appear on any map, and when they enter the town, they discover that two of the young townspeople are about to be married. But a mystery shrouds the ceremony, since the groom is thankful that the miracle has been delayed. Tommy immediately falls in love with Fiona, the bride's sister. But after the wedding, he decides to go back to New York to be with his fiancée, whom he has had trouble committing to. Eventually, everything turns out as it should. The songs in Brigadoon are pleasant and familiar, especially Almost Like Being in Love, The Heather on the Hill, and Come to Me, Bend to Me. So familiar, in fact, that an audience member seated behind me hummed along with many of the songs. They were wonderfully performed by some talented singers, notably Zach Stein as Tommy, Lindsay Byers as Fiona, Thomas Dieters as Charlie, and Alex Butchko as Jean. The music director, Connie Tuminelli, is to be commended on getting the most out of these talented singers. The dancing was also outstanding, with some beautiful ballet sequences choreographed by Lisi Higgins. Of course, one expects that the girl dancers will be quite good, but the male dancers were also outstanding, especially the sword dance performed by Richard Smith, Simeon Abbey, and Tony McElrath. It was a high point of the first act of the show, as well as the Bonnie Jean ballet performed by the entire company. My only complaint about the dancing is that Cornstalk stage is rather small to feature a cast that large and allow for dancing that stands out. As I said earlier, the singing was excellent. However, the sound system sometimes needed adjusting, and the feedback that sometimes marred the singing. The sound problem seemed adjusted in the second act, and therefore hopefully will be rectified as the show's run continues. The biggest problem with these conventional musicals is that everything happens so instantly that it doesn't allow for any subtlety from the actors, and the actors in this show seem to have not connected entirely emotionally to the material, so that it seems hard to believe that these characters are truly in love. The most believable actor in the ensemble is Richard Smith as the angry Harry Beaton, who is by turns angry, frustrated, and disappointed in love. The rest of the cast does a credible job with this conventional storyline. All in all, though, this was an enjoyable evening with great singing and dancing, and this cast is quite strong in both departments. So if you like old-fashioned musicals with great songs, beautiful dancing, and a romantic storyline, then I am sure you will really like this Oklahoma set in the Scottish Highlands. Brigadoon continues through Saturday, June 6th at 7:30 p.m. each night. Tickets are $20 for adults and $15 for students aged 18 and under, or $70 for a season ticket, including all five summer shows, and are available at the Cornstalk box office by calling 309-676-2196 or online at www.cornstalktheater.com.